in holding scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captive of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. Were included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. And Patrick Wood here for Technocracy News and Trends, editor-in-chief and founder of Technocracy News and Trends. Welcome to today's program. Did I ever tell you that Technocracy is a global initiative, not just a national and United States initiative? Did I ever explain to you that the United Nations has plans for every country on the face of the planet, as well as every city and every citizen on the face of the planet? Well, Technocracy is moving forward all over the world. I cannot stress this to you enough. This is not just an American phenomena. It's happening everywhere. So the first article that I put up today was titled, Australia's Greens Seek to Destabilize and Destroy Its Economic System. And I wrote, Green New Dealers are the same in every country. Led on by the United Nations Sustainable Development Policies. Same groups, same tactics, same objectives to destroy free enterprise and capitalism. This article was written by an Australian activist, and she stated, Greens know that Australia could not electrify our cities, farms, mines, refineries, and factories, nor power our road, rail, air, and sea transport with just solar, wind, hydro, and batteries. Yet, green activists, their adoring media, their tax-funded academics, their subsidized green industries, and their vote-seeking politicians keep babbling on about zero emissions. Greens know that Australia could not feed itself without farmers, graziers, and truckies using electric and diesel-powered pumps, tractors, harvesters, and trucks to produce food and deliver it to the cities every day. Yet, they tax and vilify diesel and make electricity more expensive and less reliable. And they lock up productive grasslands and open forests, thus producing pest-ridden parks and protected vegetation infested with feral animals and invaded by inedible and fire-prone eucalypt weeds. Greens know that we need more water storage just for today's population. Yet, they continue to sterilize potential dam sites, delay new dams, and waste conserved water on environmental flows. At the same time, they boost water consumption with more tourists, games, immigrants, and refugees. Greens know that they need a crisis in power, food, and water to achieve their goal of centralized United Nations control over all aspects of our lives. Thanks to many fields, the quislings in federal, state, and local governments, and a tax-funded academia, education, and bureaucracy, this sinister hidden agenda is well advanced. And all of this will provide zero climate benefits. This lady gets it, except that she concludes, maybe the Greens are just the old Reds in green uniforms. And to some extent, this might be the case. Many of the people who are pushing the Green New Deal have no idea that there's another agenda behind it, and many of them indeed are persuaded by Marxist ideology, but they are not the old Reds, they're just simply Reds. They would be the useful idiots for technocracy and technocrats today. That is, they would be those who are implementing the agenda without knowing what the agenda truly is. And if technocracy is the agenda, as we have documented many times in the pages of Technocracy News and Trends, then the world is set for a scientific dictatorship and a new economic system that will blanket the planet. The second story is titled Technocracy, Fierce 5G Battle Line Emerges in the Netherlands. I wrote this article myself this morning to highlight an upcoming conference this Sunday that's going to be held in the Netherlands, to which I have been invited to be a speaker, and in particular, to speak on 5G and what it means to society in general and what's going on, what's happening with relation to sustainable development and the Internet of Things, etc. So I wrote this article and I said, as a result of recent events relating to the global 5G rollout, again, I stress global, Patrick Wood has been invited to address a symposium via video, of course, in the Netherlands on 5G on September 15, 2019. In July 2019, it was announced in the Netherlands that 5G antennas would be erected on every street corner. By September, just a few months later, citizens took to the streets to block implementation. Many concerns are over potential new health risks due to 5G radiation that is actually absorbed into the skin. Lower frequency radiation, like that found in 4G and 3G, simply pass through the body. 5G is unique in this sense because it's based on so-called millimeter waves that are indeed absorbed into the skin. In the United States, major 5G vendors testified before Congress that no money has ever been spent on human studies to demonstrate safety of 5G as anticipated. Moreover, efforts to conduct independent studies have been strongly resisted or suppressed. It is increasingly obvious to citizens worldwide, however, that the bum's rush to implement 5G has other motives beyond just enhancing cell phone performance. The Internet of Things and real-time data collection are the real targets for this new technology, and the potential profits that will be generated from it are staggering. Thus, profit and greed trump consumer safety, privacy, and personal sovereignty. The Internet of Things has previously existed more as a concept than a reality. The only thing that could make IoT a reality is real time, that is instantaneous, data communication that 5G offers. People around the world are rising up to overpower the 5G rollout, even as America still is largely asleep. The Netherlands is a good example, however, of the conflicts to come. In the following video, produced by James Corbett of the Corbett Report, note his acute understanding of technocracy and its goals of scientific dictatorship. I strongly recommend that every reader listen to this report. And indeed, I do. Even if you've heard it before, go back and listen to it again, and you'll pick up more information than you did the first time, for sure. There's two articles reproduced below this. One is an article from July 10, 2019, that states 5G is coming to the Netherlands, a mast on every street corner. And the other article is hundreds protest in The Hague against 5G mobile networks. So the video conference that I will be participating in on Sunday the 15th will include other activists and experts from around the globe to inform the people in the Netherlands on what really is going on and how they might be able to throw a monkey wrench into the mechanism of the rollout of 5G. America has no such movement at this point, although steam may be gathering for such a movement to start here, but right now, most people are still wrapped up in calling people that are concerned about 5G conspiracy theorists. This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life. This has nothing to do with conspiracy. And considering that multiple countries around the world are rising up en masse against 5G, this hardly is a conspiracy on anybody's part. I've listened to several presentations, by the way, given by leaders of major 5G corporations like Sprint, AT&T, T-Mobile, and European companies like Vodafone, and I have to say that they'd simply lay it out in plain daylight for everybody to see. for anybody that would not go listen or read those original sources, the foolishness is on you, not on the people who are complaining about 5G today. It's your ignorance that is blocking any type of protest rising up in America because you refuse to go and do the homework that you should have done some time ago. So here's the data. It's plain and clear. And whatever happens in the Netherlands is for the future to tell. But right now, there's an awful lot of people. No, we're simply not going to do this. Well, I received an email this morning from an organization called National Nurses United. This is a nonprofit organization. Actually, it's a labor union. The National Nurses United has endorsed the Green New Deal and also a ban on assault weapons. So I had to ask the question, since they sent me the email unsolicited, I had to ask the question, who on earth is the National Nurses United organization? This is one I've never heard of before, but now it appears that they're trying to horn in on the Green New Deal and also on assault weapon ban. And so I had to do a little bit of research to find out. So I wrote another short article describing what I found initially. I wrote, the radical progressive left is now working on subgroups of society to make it appear that they are much larger than they actually are. Namely, National Nurses United is boasting that it endorses the Green New Deal as proposed by Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. And yes, you knew that was coming. However, the National Nurses United was originally started by the California Nurses Association. I'll call that the CNA. CNA itself was reportedly founded in 1903 and is affiliated with the AFL-CIO labor union. According to their website, that is the National Nurses United website, CNA is also a founding member of the 185,000 member National Nurses United, which in 2019 united CNA, NNOC, the United American Nurses, and the Massachusetts Nurses Association to create the largest union and professional association of nurses in U.S. history. Well, apparently, CNA has morphed into the national organization because its original URL was calnurses.org. That is calnurses.org. And it was a California-based organization. And now we find that calnurses.org automatically redirects to nationalnursesunited.org. And it indicates now that one organization has become another. It claims to speak for over 150,000 members. I also discovered, by the way, that on the internet record that defines the URL, nationalnursesunited.org, that calnurses.org was the original entity that secured that new national URL. So they obviously have a very close tie. The following press release was issued by National Nurses United on September 13, 2019. National Nurses United's press release are posted typically on the progressive radical Common Dreams website. This press release, which I'll read just a few paragraphs to you, is titled National Nurses United Endorses Green New Deal and Ban on Assault Weapons. It states, National Nurses United, the nation's largest union and professional association of registered nurses, Thursday endorsed enactment of a Green New Deal and a ban on assault weapons. Passage of the resolution came in a joint meeting of the leadership boards of National Nurses United, that's NNU, and the California Nurses Association, National Nurses of Organizing Committee, on the eve of a major global nurses solidarity assembly of more than 1,600 nurses being hosted by the NNU and CNA in San Francisco. In other words, they're having a big confab in San Francisco, and they have apparently 600 nurses are visiting there, and they're raising up their hands in protest against all of the stuff calling for a Green New Deal and an assault weapon ban. It continues, and calling for a comprehensive Green New Deal NNU said it was a fundamental step to, quote, tackle the crises of climate change and economic inequality, close quote. We're facing an existential climate crisis, said NNU President Deborah Berger, an RN. Nurses see the impact in patients harmed by superstorms, wildfires, epidemics, environmental pollution, and other impacts of a climate crisis today. I have to question that, by the way. How do these nurses see patients who are harmed by superstorms, wildfires, and epidemics, knowing that they have something to do with climate change? She continues, it is long past time to act in the most expansive way possible, while also protecting workers and communities that are affected today and in the years to come. NNU, for example, has for more than a decade been sending volunteer RNs to communities affected by disasters exacerbated by climate change. They seem to know that for sure, by the way. Most recently, NNU has sent 16 RN volunteers to date, with more to come, to provide basic medical aid to those harmed by Hurricane Dorian. Several of them are currently on the ground in Grand Bahamas Island. Climate experts have noted that the severity of Dorian, including the Category 5 winds, flooding, and other effects, were accelerated by warm ocean waters and rising sea levels. This, by the way, is absolutely false. There are no rising sea levels. And yes, the ocean waters do vary in temperature, but this is within perfectly normal levels. So the claim that Dorian, which was indeed a Category 5 hurricane for some period of time, was caused by global warming is absolute nonsense. It continues, NNU said it would favor a Green New Deal that would include major elements, including, and here's their punch list, a complete transition away from using fossil fuels by 2035, shifting to 100% clean renewable energy production. Number two, a ban on fossil fuel projects, including pipelines, deep-sea drilling, tar sands extraction, and fracking, coupled with substantial investment into solar, wind, and geothermal energy production. Point three, a fair and equitable just transition for workers from the fossil fuel industry with guarantees for, quote, a minimum of 5 years of continued compensation, including salary, health care coverage, pension contributions, as well as housing assistance, education, and job training and job placement for displaced workers. And lastly, significant investments in frontline communities to prepare for climate impacts, as well as drawing the links to combating economic inequality. That's enough to consider for National Nurses United. I notice in several of the videos, by the way, that I watched on their website of different functions that they've had over time, they all tend to wear red. Their signs appear to be red as well. And it is not certain that this is a visual signal that this group and its members are hardcore Marxist communists or not. Nevertheless, they're wearing red. These, again, I'll state, are the useful idiots of technocracy. These are the people who are deconstructing our economic system, who want to completely take down capitalism and free enterprise and replace it with the economic system that only the United Nations has to offer, called sustainable development. That is, a resource-based economic system that's tallied by energy, not by currency, and run by technocrats exclusively. No political people in the process whatsoever, no representatives of citizens whatsoever, no parliament, no Congress, no committees, no nothing. Simply technocracy run by technocratic experts, just doing what they think is the right thing to do. This is where the Green New Deal is headed. It has nothing to do with environmentalism whatsoever. That, I believe, is a cover and a dodge. And climate change is simply the cannon fodder used to scare people to death in order to force them to accept sustainable development as the only answer. And again, I want to point out, there is no plan B. We are never offered a choice of economic direction. It is always and only sustainable development. That ought to tell you something right off the bat, because if they were not disingenuous, they would be offering at least a palette of economic directions to pursue. But no, the United Nations is only interested in sustainable development. I have demonstrated beyond a shadow of a doubt, in my opinion, and in the opinion of many readers who have read my book, Technocracy, The Hard Road to World Order, that technocracy and sustainable development are synonymous entities. Sustainable development actually got its genesis from the technocracy movement in the 1930s, and it continues today. The fact that they have changed the name to sustainable development means nothing in the grand scheme of things. We can analyze either entity and come to the exact same conclusions that where this is headed is toward a scientific dictatorship. And again, I encourage you to go to the Corbett Report and listen to his fantastic video called The 5G Dragnet. James Corbett is one of the very few international video journalists who fully understands and gets technocracy. He's done the research, he's gone back historically and surveyed technocracy from the 1930s. I've been on his program multiple times, by the way, explaining it to him and his audience, and he really gets it. Go listen to that video, The 5G Dragnet, and you'll see what the master plan for sustainable development is in the world. It has nothing to do with caring for the people of the world. It really has nothing to do with, quote unquote, saving the world. In fact, the policies that the Green New Deal are putting forth around the planet will destroy the planet rather than heal the planet. This has been demonstrated on multiple instances. So I encourage you again, go listen to The 5G Dragnet and read my article, Technocracy, Fierce 5G Battle Line Emerges in the Netherlands. I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. See you next time.